Wyoming News is being brought to you by Powell's Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Kanye West faces another roadblock in his quest to build a meditation pavilion on his property west of Cody. The rapper's representatives went before the Park County Commissioners with a request for a zoning variance, one that is at odds with Governor Mark Gordon's sage-grouse executive order. The order states a designated sage-grouse core population area must be assessed for compliance with Wyoming Game and Fish before issuing a permit for work. Game and Fish has confirmed West's property that is being developed does indeed occupy a core area. After a technical review is completed by the Wyoming Geographic Information Science Center, Game and Fish will make recommendations on permitting to Park County. Two Riverton High School students were disciplined Wednesday after coming to school in white hoods and white robes, a school district official said. Terry Schneider, the superintendent of the Riverton-based Fremont County School District No. 25, said the district would not tolerate anything that even begins to look like what it looked like. In an image circulated on social media, a student can be seen walking through the doors with a white hood covering his head and eyes. He's carrying a small American flag as another student, also dressed in white, walks in behind him. In a statement posted to Facebook, Riverton High School wrote that it had taken disciplinary measures and that one student's decision does not represent our school or district. The student in front, who's smiling and carrying the flag, also has a large cross around his neck. Some in the comments section of the River High statement defended the student, saying he was dressed as a monk. Schneider rejected that suggestion and said the district had determined the attire was offensive and was intended to be offensive. He declined to elaborate on the district's investigation or to describe what discipline the two students involved were facing. Quote, we have interpreted the attire to be offensive and to be inappropriate, Schneider said. We understand there can be different interpretations, but through our investigation, we believe that it was offensive and inappropriate, and we have taken disciplinary action with the students involved.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
Football players without shoulder pads and helmets are like you in a vehicle without your seatbelt. I'm Craig Bull, coach of the Wyoming Cowboys. Safety equipment is important on the football field as well as every time you climb behind the wheel of your vehicle. Safety equipment helps prevent serious injuries in football. The big hits delivered on you during a crash will be minimized when you wear your seatbelt. We want you to be safe. Buckle up for your family every trip, every time, and go Pokes. This message is from the Wyoming Seatbelt Coalition.
Wyoming's governor says he doesn't support a proposal to increase his salary and those of the other four statewide elected officials. The legislature's Joint Appropriations Committee on Friday discussed boosting the governor's pay by two-thirds and the other four statewide officials' salaries by about 60%, KGAB Radio reports. The other four statewide officials are the Secretary of State, Superintendent of Public Instruction, State Treasurer, and State Auditor. The raises would take effect after the 2022 election. Wyoming's elected officials have not had pay increases in almost 20 years. Wyoming's governor makes $105,000 a year. The other four statewide elected officials, $92,000 a year. Gordon said Tuesday he ran for governor to serve the people, not because of the pay. He hasn't suggested any change to elected officials' salaries and is more focused on providing appropriate compensation for other state employees. A vehicle has struck and killed two wolf pups in Yellowstone National Park, the park announced Wednesday. The pups, a black male and female, were struck around sunset November 19th on the road between Tower Junction and Northeast Entrance. The wolves belong to the Junction Butte Pack, which the park called one of the most frequently observed packs in the park. The pack's territory sits between Tower Junction and Lamar Valley. A park scientist said the pack's exposure to humans earlier this year might have been a factor in the pups' deaths. This summer, some visitors got too close to the wolves and their
Den, which was near a popular hiking trail, to take their photos. Other visitors illegally entered a closed area to get near the animals. The pups, having grown used to hikers, came close to visitors along a road. Staff attempted to haze the animals several times to make them more wary of humans and roads, but were never really successful, the park said. Yellowstone law enforcement is investigating the incident.
This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.